You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
Fashion 411, featuring the week's roundup of fashion news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
Fashion 411.
All right. Hello, everybody. It's time for another dose of Fashion 411. And we have a very special guest in the studio today. Her name is Tammy Roman.
Hey.
And yes.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. We are so excited to have Tammy here to talk fashion and reality TV and just everything you can think of. But let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves so we can dig in. I'll start with lovely across the table.
Hey, guys. I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas. I'm your go-to girl for all things business and fashion. I have my own clothing line, Rally Babe Apparel.
What's up, everybody? I'm your girl, Courtney Stewart. I'm here always talking about the shoes and the shopping deals, giving you guys the consumer perspective.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. I'm your former New York City fashion executive turned go-to girl. You know, I love finding fashion on a budget, so I'd like to think that I can bring you the runway to the real way. That's what I like to do. And also want to remind you guys, be sure to download the show on iTunes. It's free. And because of you, you are the reason why Fashion 411 is the number one fashion podcast on iTunes.
Yay! Yay!
So keep it coming, you guys. Yeah, that's how we do. And also, we are on Instagram, so you can follow us on BHL Fashion 411 and follow along with all of our pictures and good stuff. So let's dive in, y'all.
And let's let Tammy say hi.
Oh, Tammy. Yes. Tammy, please say hi.
It's just me. And
hello to everybody with her lovely hair.
Looking fabulous.
Yeah.
I am Tammy Roman, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you ladies. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. All right, you guys. So for a little who, what, where. So obviously we're all attached to our cell phones, mobile cell phones. So I wanted to really break down like some of the top mobile fashion apps. Okay. So the first one up, it's called Cloth. Now this one allows you to actually take pictures of your closet so you can digitize your whole entire closet. And it's got a link to wonderground.com, which is a weather site. So it's going to provide you weather forecast by day so you can plan your outfits accordingly. So if it's going to rain, it's going to, say, hey, I need to, carry a rain slicker or, a hat or whatever, an umbrella. If it's going to be cold, bulk up sweaters. So it's this really cool app and you are able to organize your closet, You have it at the touch of your phone or your iPad.
I think it would take me hours to take pictures of my entire closet.
I didn't say it was going to be quick.
Individual items all the way through? That
was a 5-day project.
Oh. Yeah. And this is a free app if you have, Android, iPhone, whatnot. Let's see here. The next app, it's called Stylebook. Now, this one is amazing. So it actually brings your closet to life. So you can, again, photograph things in your closet and you can customize outfits and you can actually track so you don't, repeat anything. You can track your outfits. Some people like to do that. You can actually track what you're wearing. So you know how sometimes in magazines you do the whole spreads, 20 items in 30 days. Yeah. You can do things like that. So you can track what you're wearing. You can put together, little fashion kind of layouts, the whole nine yards, accessories. I mean, this is obviously a poor person who loves fashion has some time on their hands. So just really cool app. Now, this one is $3.99. Wow. Moving on, we have, it's called Daily Street Snaps. Now, this is all about street style coming from lots of different cities, across the world. So if you want to see, what Sheila is rocking in London, you can see it. If you want to see what girls are wearing in Paris, New York, LA, you get a nice snapshot of
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's really,
give you some new ideas. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
It's like an Instagram for fashion. Who's taking the pictures?
Just different people.
And
they're uploading pictures. Exactly. So you can also take a picture of yourself. You can upload it into the app and then somebody else is going to see your street style from LA.
That's kind of cool.
that one I can deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can also share it amongst other social media platforms. You can share it amongst Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. That one is also a free app on iTunes. We love free. And then the next one, which I love because I think we're all like beauty cosmetic gurus here, it's called Perfect 365.
I've heard of this one.
So what's cool about this is you can take a picture of yourself and you can kind of see what you look like with different hair looks, with different makeup looks. You know, if you're thinking of, okay, I want to try a certain eyeshadow, but you don't know what it's going to look like, you can actually build it on here. So you can kind of try before you buy, so to say, you know, or like a new hairstyle, new hair look, new wig, new weave, whatever. Right. So you can do that here. And not only can you do that, but it also works as a photo editor. Mm-hmm. So if you need to do a little photoshopping on your pictures, you can slim your face. You can just do all kinds of things on here. Mm-hmm. So it's free. Mm-hmm. Perfect 365. It's a really cool app. I like that one. And then finally, there's a community shopping app. It's called Threadflip. So you can shop the closets of stylish women everywhere. So what happens is, like, say you want to get rid of a certain item in your closet, you put it on Threadflip, and, you know, you're immediately uploading it to all the users. You can buy and sell and swap clothing. But what's great about this is you don't need to leave your house. I mean, there's obviously places like Wasteland and different places you can go to, like, swap your clothes, but you can do this from your couch, and it's fantastic. And it's linked to, what's the site? PayPal, linked to PayPal. Mm. So, like, payment and stuff like that. So it's just all integrated.
That's great for, like, consignment shops and stuff, you know? Because I actually follow a lot of consignment shops on Instagram, and you see, I mean, it's awesome because it's quick and you go through it. I wonder if this would be a good alternative for that. Yeah.
And let me tell you, there are a ton of great fashion apps. I just happen to pull like the top five, but there are so many. Yeah. So it's just like the sky's the limit for makeup and beauty and even like selling your brand and advertising your brand. It's just endless for you because you've got a clothing line, you've got hair and cosmetics. So it's just the possibilities are endless and it's all, you know, everything is digital. Phone. It's all on your phone.
Tammy, do you use any like apps or things like that for promoting your products or in the fashion world?
I'm not an app girl. You know, the most thing I do on apps is Ruzzle. I'm a gamer, so I do stuff like that because other than that, I'm working, you know, so I don't have time to really do stuff like this. Yeah. So I try to unwind when I use the app.
It's just another marketing platform, you know, for businesses and brands, and it's smart and it's savvy, and it's just one more, you know, thing that we need to keep up with.
I was going to say one more thing for us to do and find and deal with.
I really can't.
I know.
It is one of those things, like having like a line or a business is like you have to embrace the whole thing of social media, and it's just like it's you have to almost like have a person just committed to doing that because it is so important today.
It's very important.
Instagram, all like, you know, Twitter, Facebook.
But it's time consuming.
It takes so much time.
But it's so important. When you think about what these outlets are replacing, you know, they're replacing the conventional magazine. They're almost starting to replace like websites, you know? So it's a necessary evil, ladies.
And brands are built. A lot of brands these days are built on social media. On Instagram. I mean, brands themselves have been built off of Instagram. And so the idea of having photos that are like capture your brand, but really beautiful photos that are consistent is huge. Yeah, and it's a lot of work.
Right, Erica. So you got some style scoop for us.
What's going on, guys? So we've got your fashion news this week. First up, we got Marc Jacobs. He spilled a little bit of insight about his tenure at Louis Vuitton during a talk at the Architecture Foundation at the Tate Modern. Although he's a legendary designer with a popular brand, he admits he's still a little bit nervous about being on his own. He says, quote, "Actually, I am a little scared. I mean, it wouldn't be me if I sat here and pretended to be super confident about everything. There's a kind of healthy fear that I have. It's how I operate. On a good day, I believe it's going to be amazing. And on a bad day, I think I need that other place to hide. But anyways, today I'm in a good place. I think it's going to be great. I guess there's a plus and a minus to doing the Marc Jacobs Louis Vuitton thing. I loved it and I've learned a lot from living in Paris. I don't know what the future will be. And I'm just sort of like, let's see how it goes." So, and he also expressed interest about his replacement, Nicolas, and I'm totally watching. Gisquier at Louis Vuitton. He said, quote, I was the first clothing designer there at Louis Vuitton. There were all these stories of houses bringing in new designers, but I think things need change. They just don't stay the same. I'm just really glad that somebody who really respect and admire, I think, is a great talent is in there.
So. Well, very nice of him.
Yeah.
We love Marc Jacobs.
Yeah. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Marc Jacobs is on sale at Macy's for the next couple days, too. 25% off in friends and family. Sorry, I had to put that.
His brand is getting so huge. I mean,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be okay. Yeah. Have you priced his handbags lately?
Right. Yeah, there's so many lines. Right.
And it's everywhere. Like, the way he's building his whole empire is like he's building his like high-end line right. and mm-hmm. like the outlet stuff. And yep. I suppose I think he's trying to go public.
Yeah, he's trying to make it accessible to everybody. I think that's so important, you know, especially with where we are in the economy and all that stuff. What's up next?
So next we've got noted fashion photographer Nigel Barker. He can add the list of title perfumer to his list of accomplishments. So those of you guys who don't know, Nigel Barker was on America's Next Top Model. He was one of the judges there, and now he has his own show.
And oh, so sexy.
Oh, he's so
How about that? I think he's so sexy.
Oh, he is, yeah.
God. Mm. It's funny because it seems like perfume goes like right along with that. Like he would be perfect for that. Yeah.
He's also on The Face as well. And so he just landed a deal with the Meter Fragrance Library for the Nigel Barker signature collection of fine scents. The three fragrance unisex collection is part of Barker's plan to break into the beauty scene. He's even got a collection of makeup in the works. His perfumes are all inspired by New York City and will cost $25 for 1 ounce Eau de Toilette and $32.50 for a 4 ounce size. They'll be available early 2014, according to Women's World Daily.
Wait, what were those prices again?
It's
$25 for 1 ounce and $32.50. Well, if you're familiar with the Meter fragrance, they have a ton of fragrances. Like they're the little ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're very affordable. So it's kind of cool. They're doing collaboration. Yeah. Okay. All right, so up next, we've got another collaboration. Nike has recently announced a collaboration with Drake now that they no longer work with Kanye West. So Drake took to Instagram to show off his samples, Air Jordan 10s and OVO Stingray 12s. So, and for those of you guys listening to us on iTunes, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, BHL Fashion for 1-1, where you can see the pictures.
See, Kanye better listen. He's replaced the bull.
Well, he is replaceable, but we talked about this last week, I think, on This Week News, that it was an interesting idea to pick Drake for Jordans. Like, because we didn't know, well, I personally just never would have equated Drake and
Jordan.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just
Everybody loves Jordans.
Yeah. But, like, what did Drake bring to the Jordan brand?
His name.
But they don't need that because they're Jordans. But,
well, no, his market, his audience, his demographic, they're not necessarily, you know, all wearing Jordans. So the younger generation, all of that, people that aren't really into, that aren't sneakerheads, they're coming on over.
Okay. That's true. It is more for, I would think, bringing in a younger demographic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That shows that I'm old. I'm like, everybody wears Jordans. Who don't wear Jordans?
And it continues to bring like street credibility.
Street cred, exactly.
You know, as it continues to do that. So as they bring on board, you know, the hot stars and those people, it just makes, you know, Nike's name.
Right. And for Nike, they need to keep, you know, a rapper. They need to keep somebody like that in their pocket. Like that.
Yeah. They have to because, you know, they're the kind of brand that could at some point get old, stale, unpopular as new things are always coming on board. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that they continue to bring on people like Drake and, you know, so. All right. Well, speaking of rappers and sneaker endorsements, it looks like Teyana Taylor's deal with Adidas has been terminated.
What?
Did you hear about that?
And you know,
this is an interesting story. Uh-huh. So it's speculated that the reason for the dissolved partnership is over the bitter Twitter feud that she had with Rihanna back in September. Yeah. She had posted Teyana Taylor posted an Insta video of herself singing Anita Baker's "Caught Up in the Rapture," and Rihanna had actually made fun of her with a parody video singing the same song. Things escalated quickly from there. But Taylor took it a little bit too far when she changed the cover photo of her Twitter page to a picture of her knocking out Rihanna and superimposing an image of Rihanna's battered face after the 2009 fight she had with Chris Brown.
She did that.
Those of you guys, once again, follow us on Instagram. You can see the photo there. A rep from Adidas had this to say, quote, "We have ended our relationship with Teyana Taylor and do not have any upcoming product launches with her." The rep didn't say whether or not they ended things over the Rihanna debacle, but it seems like they could have been part of the reason. The rep further said, quote, "All I can say is that Adidas partners with athletes and artists who blend well with our brand values. We evaluate our relationships with partners based on the values we hold at Adidas, and we don't condone violence of any kind."
I also heard that a lot of Rihanna fans, they sent letters, mm-hmm. they wrote in, yeah. you know, trying to get her, pull her down, and it worked. But
now, let me say this. I love her. I love Taylor. So I'm always rooting for her. But I was not aware of this. Mm-hmm. And this right here really is not...
Yeah,
it just lacks coof.
It's so unacceptable. Like, yeah. especially as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, forget about, you know, feuds and this and that. Like, we're all women. We all, you know, unite when stuff like this goes down. Mm-hmm. And to put that on there...
To perpetuate that.
It kind of sucks because I liked her. I like her too, and this really disappointed me.
Yeah. It was really sad mm-hmm. because it's also too because Rihanna has been known to be a bit of a bully yes. on Twitter, mm-hmm. period, yes. and mm-hmm. it just really sucked that Tiana like let it take her there, and now because it's obviously now hurting her pocket big time mm-hmm. when it didn't have to at all because it wasn't worth it to begin with, and it makes me so sad because I liked her Adidas line and I
love her,
and that's the thing too with like you said, Courtney, you know, Rihanna making fun of Tiana was kind of bullying. Like, it was like...
It was, but that happens all the time.
But
she took it to a...
It wasn't just that incident, though.
Yeah, it
wasn't. There was a lot of banter back and forth. But my thing with both of those ladies is they're in two different lanes. And I'm a big supporter of women. Just, you know, whatever you can do, however you're progressing, your growth and all of that, I'm all for it. Let's all strange maquillada. But, you know, so there really should not have been any animosity between the two because Rihanna's Rihanna, mm-hmm. always going to be.
Exactly.
And, you know, Teyana's on the come up, you know, and.
Yeah, I totally agree, which is why I think it was kind of, I didn't understand why Rihanna felt the need to make fun of her.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, why make fun of Tiana? I mean, the world is big enough for everyone to have mm-hmm. success. So mm-hmm. why make fun of Tiana? And it was disappointing, too, that Rihanna went to that level.
Right.
And then Tiana, instead of, she could have made it. A more of a positive thing on her end if she would have risen above mm-hmm. and this whole
just
thing.
Just let it go.
And let it go. But she, yeah. She...
And I will admit, sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah. And I will say in the past, she has like sort of taken the higher road with the Rihanna situation mm-hmm. or at least tried to. And this was sort of her like, okay, that's my knockout punch done. And I'm mm-hmm. done. So
that just, and seeing this so photo, it's just, ugh.
Such a mess. Ladies, can we all just
I mean, Tammy, I'm sure you being a public figure and out there, I mean, I'm sure you've been in situations like with Twitter feuds and things
like
that.
Yes, I have. I have been in everything imaginable. I've started some and mm-hmm. I've finished some. But, you know, I think that, you know, as people grow and they learn and they develop and come into their own, and lose that insecurity and find your place, then you recognize you don't need to do that. Like, who's sitting at home? They're at home on Twitter talking to me. I'm trying to work. You know, like, you don't really even mm-hmm. have to acknowledge, you know, mm-hmm. certain things. You do not have to accept every invitation to an argument. And I think she fell victim to it.
Well, I think it's time to get to know our guest here, Tammy Roman. Now, for all you young bucks out there, this lady, she was, you know, on one of the original reality mm-hmm. shows, and I watched it all. I remember it back then. So, like, it's just, and you haven't aged a bit.
A day.
Because what was that, 1993?
That was 93.
She was on the Real World.
Real World Los Angeles. And just to see you, you know, change and grow and rise. It's just been amazing.
Thank you. Tell us
all about your story.
Woo. You know, child. No, life, you know, it's life, you know, and I've had a lot of ups and downs since the real world, you know, and most people know me from basketball wise now. And I joined that show because, you know, as life has it, you fall on hardship, certain things happen in your life. And I decided to join that cast to kind of tell my story about being an ex-basketball player's wife and just put my testimony out there. And so most people are familiar with me from that. But because of that, I've been able to, you know, build my own brand. And now I have a cosmetic line, TR Love Cosmetics, and a hair line, TammyRomanHair.com. And we just inked a deal with Walgreens. So I'm really excited about that, you know, and getting out there and letting people see what I have to offer.
Ooh, that's fantastic.
We broad stroked it. Broad stroked
it. I have a question. So being, you know, coming from the real world, you know, what, over 20 years ago, and now Basketball Wives, because you've got two different audiences that know you for different things. How have you seen, like, the landscape of reality TV change since you, you know, did that first show?
Well, when we did The Real World, it was that real. You know, they put us in a house, everything was filmed, you know, and they kind of taped your life in real time. And as incidences occurred, that's what you saw on TV. With reality TV now, you know, you have a shooting schedule, you know where you're going to meet, you know what you're going to talk about.
Script.
You know, it's like, this is what you're going to talk about today, you know. And so that along with social media, because back then, you know, you had to write a letter. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Facebook even back then in 93. So
it's changed a little bit.
It has. A lot of it.
Now, from a business perspective with you, because you've been an actress and you've done a lot of things, how, well, you were on Real World and then the life after that in terms of business, how is that different from what you sort of chose to do in terms of levitating yourself with Basketball Wives?
Well, I came off Real World and everybody did, you know, they didn't realize what reality TV was at the time, so they thought we were actors. So I kind of fell into acting. It wasn't really my life dream, but getting into it, I studied. I studied under Chip Fields and Mariska Phillips and really took the craft seriously and built a career for 14 years. And now with reality TV, you know, the doors are open. I always say the floodgates are open. You're a brand and you're very popular and you've got a certain amount of followers and people kind of gravitate towards you with ventures. And so for me, I wanted to pick something that was organic to me. I'm not the type of person that kind of just sticks my name on something just because you're offering me a certain amount of money. That really isn't how I live. So I chose lip gloss and nail polish as my first venture because when I was on hardship, you know, all I could do with my daughters was really go and get a mani and a pedi and, you know, we'd go to Sephora and try on lip gloss, you know, have a girly type of day. So it was really poignant for me at that time of my life. And I figured, how many other women out there just want to do something nice for themselves? Doesn't cost much. You go, you're going to get your nails done anyway. Well, here's this product. And so that's what I decided to do. And I wear weave, so I'm going to sell hair.
You have your hairline as
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have been a weave wearer since I was 15. So I figured, who knows about hair better than me? And please don't judge me from the first season of Basketball Wives. As I had said, I was coming off of a hardship.
So that's I'm glad you brought that up. So being, you know, here at a fashion show, our listeners are all about fashion and all that. How has your style evolved since, say, even Real World to the beginning of Basketball Wives to where you're at
to where
today?
I'm at. You know what? I have to tell you, honestly, I don't know if it has evolved because I'm a very classic person. I think I just couldn't fit my clothes. You know, when I started on Basketball Wives, I couldn't fit anything. I was a size 14, but I'm a hoarder, so I still have everything.
You were a size 14?
Wow.
Yes. Really?
When I started. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I ballooned that to a 16. So,
I didn't know that.
So, you know, I decided to, you know, take some time. And
how did you lose the weight?
Honestly, depression. I'm going to be completely.
honest. We don't expect anything less of you.
It is what it is. We had a rough season, season four on Basketball Wives, and you know we came under a lot of scrutiny, and you know how we were portraying African American women in particular. And for me, that hit me really hard because I'm not that person, and I for the first time I felt I've been set up, been hoodwinked and bamboozled. You know, y'all know what happened on that island, and you stretched it out for 3 weeks. It took all of 15 minutes, and you made it this whole big production, and it kind of messed with my psyche. You know, people coming at me saying I'm a bully, and I'm so not that person. So, you know, I fell into a little slumper and started, you know, saying, how can I get my life? How can I recreate my brand and let people really get to know me and understand me? And within that, presentation is a part of it. So I linked up with this company, Envy Clinical, which is weight loss supplement, started taking that, lost 43 pounds, and here I am.
Wow. For you. It just sounded like you just took the reins back of
I had to. You know, my mom was still here at the time, and she was like, you know who you are. And you don't let these people tell you who you are not. You know? And so get your life together. And so, you know, I decided I can't let my daughters, A, who look up to me, see me just kind of fall by the wayside for something that's not the truth. You know? And I decided to get back on the horse and ride.
Wow. And that is interesting because you have, in some ways, you had experience being on a reality show. So it must have been even more, I don't know if like a shock to you or just the fact that Basketball Wives took this turn, because you would have thought you would have gone through, you would have been through the whole thing before and had that experience.
But it's so different.
But it's completely different. It's completely different. You know, when we did The Real World, I was 23 and working at an HIV healthcare center, and we were young. We were young enough that whatever we did, people kind of felt, oh, they're young, they've got time, they'll learn. Yeah. You know, at 40.
It's different.
Yeah. You know, so
girls.
And I have girls, daughter, you know, and I really had to take a step back and acknowledge the platform that Basketball Wives has. You know, we get about 3.2 million viewers a week. And a lot of young girls are looking up to all of us on the show. And so I wanted to, for my daughters and for those girls, get control of myself.
Wonderful.
No, that's important, because I think you definitely have a certain responsibility, you know, and you can use your platform for, you know, however you see fit. So I think it's good that you're, you know, especially your daughters, you know, as the, you know, example.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes. Well, speaking of your daughters, I have two lovely daughters that are very talented. So they both seem to sort of be going one sort of music direction.
One is an actor, singer, and the other one's a rap artist. Okay. So they are doing their thing.
So what are you giving them as advice early on now as they're building their careers that you've taken away from your experience?
You know what? I always tell them to be true to themselves, you know, because the industry can take you in so many different ways and try to make you something that you're not. And that was going back to what I was speaking of earlier, they were trying to create who they thought Tammy was. And I had to take control and let people know who Tammy is. So for them, it's like, you're a rap artist. You don't want to curse. You don't want to do that type of rap. That's not your lane. You stay with that and don't make the industry make you Little Kim or, you know, whoever fought to sell records. You know, you're Lauryn Hill, boo, and you stay there, you know?
We need you, you know?
And so it's just being true to yourself and being passionate about it and loving it. And when it's not working, you still love it and you still keep trying and never giving up on their dreams. That's really what I offer them.
Well, I know this is also a fashion show, and I've seen, I think you threw a party for one of your daughters on
David Tutera was involved.
Yeah, okay. So they have there's some very stylish young ladies also. So what do you think, having your daughters sort of come up and grow, what do you think you take from them style-wise, and what do you think you wanted to make sure you imparted to them in terms of their style?
I'm a classic person. I always try to teach my daughter, and I'm not a brand chick. You know, for me, it's all about what you like, what looks good on you. I don't care if it comes from Kmart or if it comes, you know, from wherever. You know, never succumb to brands and wearing things that you think people think you should have on. That's what I tell them. With them, to me, I'm very, you know, I'm kind of simple. You know, I'm flip-flops, jeans, you know, I wear heels when I have to. And for them, it's like, Mom, please, dress up, do your hair. Why are you on TV like that? What's going on? You know, so they would like for me to be a little more glamorous.
So they keep you a little glamorous.
Yeah.
Okay.
So tell us all about your new cosmetics line, because I think I was reading you wanted to make sure it was affordable and accessible.
It's definitely affordable. I don't do anything other than that, because for me, it's all about that. As I said, I'm not a brand chick. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to compete with, you know, whoever else is out there. I'm just trying to make something that every woman can go and get. Mm-hmm. We really invested into this line. I met with a celebrity manicurist named Patty Yankee, mm-hmm. and she does everyone's nails. And so for me, every venture I take seriously, I wanted to sit down. I wanted to go to the distributors. I wanted to go to the development center, sit with the chemists, develop my colors. Mm-hmm. And she kind of helped me along the way with that. And within that, we wanted to make sure that the price point was good, so sales are good, so that we could then go retail, which was our main goal. And we finally made that happen with Walgreens.
That's wow. Fantastic. So, like, when is it? Is it available now?
It's Walgreens? Available now.
What's it called? What's the name of the line?
It's called TR Love Cosmetics.
Walgreens,
guys.
And it's nail polishes and lip gloss?
It's nail polish and light up lip gloss, which I think is really great because we put a mirror on the side with a light. So, you know, when you're in the club and you're waiting to go into the bathroom, all you need is the mirror.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Take out your lip gloss, mirror, boom, light.
There you go.
Congratulations. That's huge.
It's a mass retailer. Very, very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so I have a ton of questions on Twitter.
All right, let's go.
People love you. They're blowing me up. So, okay. So this is from a Twitter follower, AJ. Mm-hmm. They want to know, what would be your dream role in television and film?
Dream role in television would be anything that Dick Wolf creates.
Oh yes, honey.
Lord.
I love Dick Wolf.
Yes.
Law and Order.
Yes. Yes. Law and Order, any franchise he wants to put me on, I am open and available. and I also like Jerry Bruckheimer, so anything that they're behind would be great for me. In film, you know, I'm waiting to do that Tyler Perry movie. I think I could be Madea's crazy cousin.
That would be fun.
You could do that. You'd be awesome. All right. Okay. This is from Twitter user Siobhan Rosa. She asks, what happened to the show No Reunion?
Okay. With regard to the show, we did a full season. I think people got used to us having so many cast members. You know, we at one point we had 8 ladies on the show. So because of that, we would go for 15. But our normal season is 10 episodes. Mm. So now that we were down to 5 girls, we did a solid 10. With there being no reunion, we only had 5 cast members. So if one person decides they don't want to do it, you've only got 4 sitting for the reunion.
Like, what's the point?
So what's the point? Exactly. So that's kind of what happened with
that. But the reunions are the best.
We all look forward to that.
Yeah,
it's the best part of the show.
I totally understand.
It's like a nice recap of the whole season. Yeah. You get, like, I feel like the truth.
Well, because people finally get to see
What everyone else said. And then, you know, that sparks it all over again. But I think for us in this season, we kind of had conflict, but we resolved. Mm-hmm. So even at a reunion, we're just going to be talking about what we already resolved. So it's kind of like, what's the point?
Nat, did you go into Basketball Wives knowing any of the ladies previously?
Shawnee.
Okay, so Shawnee was the only one you knew. So everybody else, they were new relationships.
Everybody else was new.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but I love Royce now, you know.
We
fall out. We love each other. But, you know, she's really cool. And, you know, of course, I'm still cool with Shawnee and, you know, all the other ladies.
Do you talk to them on a consistent basis or are they more just
Shawnee,
like...
and I via text.
Okay.
Royce and I via text. You know, I see Royce when we're out doing a speaking engagement sometime together from time to time, but everyone else, not so much.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't know any of the other ladies. So were you really getting to know these women on camera, like through like created scenarios and situations?
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. And you know, I wasn't easily accepted, you know, when I came on the show. So,
well, because you don't strike me as the kind of person who's gonna like be fake, be phony. So,
definitely
you know,
not.
So when you're on camera, and if you're just not feeling somebody, like what, you know what
how
I mean? When
that?
You meet them, like how does that work? Especially when you don't know them from Adam, and basically we're seeing a relationship, you know, grow or you know, just a new one on camera.
Like, well, I think you saw how it played.
Sometimes okay, sometimes not so well.
Pretty much.
Is there anything that you regret from that show?
Honestly, I regret the situation with Mika, you know, and us getting into that big altercation. A lot of people think that I should feel some kind of way about the situation with Keisha, but I know what that situation was, and I know what really happened. So I don't feel sorry about that in any way. I've apologized for that. But if I could take a moment back, it would be with Mika, because we really, you know, we succumbed to what everyone else was saying our relationship should be. And we kind of let that take root and thrive rather than us talking and, you know, being
genuine.
When the cameras are off, is it hard to, you know, maintain a genuine relationship with some of them? Because once the camera's off, like, you don't have to. It's just your life,
right,
you know?
Right. You know, I liken us to a basketball team, you know, and when season's in play, we all put on our uniforms and we go out and we do what we need to do. And when we're off season, everybody goes back to their lives. You know, because we all have our core set of friends. I mean, you know, most of us are 35 and up. So, you know, you've got your friends, you know. And so these are my TV friends, you know. And that's, you know, that's kind of
how
it is.
That's a good analogy.
That is it. Yeah.
And, you know, Tammy, you were recently, this is a Twitter follower asked this, you were recently in the news about your skin.
Yes.
And people speculating
that. I can't curse, so I'm not even going to say what popped into my head
People speculating about you lightening your skin and all that. What can you say to that?
Okay, still can't say that.
Can I say something?
Yes.
It's called flash bulbs.
Right.
And seriously, and sometimes, like, when you're, like, on a step and repeat or you're outside, when those flash bulbs are, you know, in your face, sometimes on, you know, black people, like, it can just
it
washes you out and it lightens your face. So when you have, like, you know, camera ready makeup on, plus you've got this flash bulb, it does make you look, because I've had moments where I'm like, woo, you know, I look like 10 shades lighter. That's,
there you go. And she has answered it.
Thank you.
So to put it out there, you did not do any face lightening.
I do not, absolutely do not bleach my skin.
Yeah.
I am a fair-skinned woman. I feel no need to do that whatsoever.
Were you given a lot of backlash about those?
Well, I was surprised how that took legs. Yeah. I'm like, you saw me post a picture yesterday.
Yeah.
And you saw me post one today, and that's dead smack in the middle. So clearly I'm not doing that. But, you know, certain people, certain outlets, you know, they run with any little thing.
Whatever they can.
And unfortunately, that's a, you know, we've talked about that topic before, you know, in this show. It's just the whole skin lightening thing in our community, or not even our community, but other ones as well, you know, that, you know, being light is right and all that kind of stuff.
And, I don't necessarily think light is right.
It's not,
baby. No, it's definitely not all the time. But, you know, I just think that, you know, within our community in particular, you know, sometimes people come from certain areas and parts of regions of the world where they feel like light is right. But I think that most African-American women are secure within themselves that they don't need to do that. And that's really not a product that we use. So I was surprised.
I was surprised that it
took off like that because we really don't, you know, we're not in the beauty supply purchasing skin lightening cream.
Yeah, it's definitely like, I mean, we've talked about this too. I mean, there's other cultures like Asian-American cultures or not even American, like Asian cultures use a lot of the skin lightening. You know, not so much the Hispanic.
Right.
Not we don't
most
do
of the brown
so
folks
much.
Actually like being brown. Like
despite
what people
that's
say.
What I'm like, no, thing. We don't do that. No. I was really surprised.
It's fascinating.
And we talked about this too on the show, how that's even here in the United States, it's not so much as an issue as it is outside.
That's what I said.
Right. Other regions.
Very true.
Very true.
In Europe and places like that. I have one last Twitter question. People are kind of blowing me up with you. God. This is a nice one. This one is where did it go? What would you tell people about pursuing their different dreams? Because you have so many different things that you're working on. What would you tell people, or a piece of advice to give people?
You know what? I would just tell them to pick something that they're passionate about and knowledgeable about. And if you're not knowledgeable about it, then make sure you study, read up on it, find out everything you can about it, because there are going to be days when it's not going to work. And if you're doing something, if you look at me, for instance, and go, oh, she's selling hair, I'm going to sell hair too, and it doesn't work for you, it's because it was not your passion to do that. It wasn't organic for you. And with me, when I don't sell hair, I still love the fact that I have a hairline. I'm still going to promote it. I'm still out there every day hustling, letting people know about it. So you have to really know everything. And I know hair. So learn everything you can about it first. Find out not just, you know, what the product is, but how to market it, how to, you know, developing social media, all of what you were saying mm-hmm. earlier, how to brand that product, learning how it's made. You know, you talk to me about hair, we can talk for hours, mm-hmm. textures, wefts, you know, how the cuticles, all of that. We can do all
we'll get into
of
that next.
You know, we can do all
that's
that.
Coming
you
know? Up.
But be passionate about it and really love it, because when you have those hard times, you still have to stay in there and stick with it.
Okay. Good advice. Good wow. advice.
I'm going to just ask three pointers you would give someone who's never had a weave, but really wants one.
Really wants one.
And wants to figure out how mm-hmm. to,
where to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there's so much hair and there's so many options. And there's
so many websites
like,
and products
do?
And brands.
Right. Well, if we talk about the aspect of just having a weave, you know, make sure that your braider knows how to braid and doesn't put a lot of tension on your hair when they're braiding. Then after they braid it, you want them to put a net on top of your braids so that when you get your weave sewn on, that weave is not attached to your actual hair follicle. Also, to keep your scalp moisturized, keep your scalp conditioned and as, you know, moisturized as possible. Because, you know, you're going to get dry up under your cap and you don't want to lose hair when you take it out. Now, when we talk about hair, you want to make sure that textures work with your texture. If you're not getting a full weave and you're getting partial hair left out, you want to make sure that you find a texture of hair that is similar to your texture. Because I hate to see...
gristle and straight... I hate that. I'm like, who do you think you're fooling?
Really? I hate that too. Yes. I mean, maybe get what you can afford too. No. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't care.
But invest in your hair. Invest in your hair. And no disrespect to beauty supply hair, but that, you know, that is not the type of hair you want. There are lots of great companies. There's Indique out there. There's Glam Lux out there. There's I'm out there. You know, Portia Stewart has a hairline. Oh, she's out there. You know, so there's people have really invested in finding the best quality hair. So you want to invest in hair that's going to last up to a year. You know, I take this out, I wash it, I put it back in. It's still curly. It's still flat irons. You know, you want to make that investment. Hair is not just hair. It's an accessory.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. Now, I would love to know, like, what do you think about the whole natural hair movement?
I love it. My daughters actually still have their natural hair.
Wow.
Wowzers. We've got dogs on the loose in the studio.
They, you know, they wear weaves because for them, you know, to do their hair every day and flat iron it and all of that stuff, it's exhausting, you know. So they decide to wear hair weaves. But under that, it's natural, curly mm-hmm. hair. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love when I see that. I would do that.
Good old protective
but mine
styling.
Ain't curly. I'm the gristle.
So where can, I know you've got your TammyRumanHair.com. Now, can yes. you also go to beauty supplies and find your hair?
We are not in beauty supplies because of our price point. Okay. And so we're a little higher than the hair that you would find in a beauty supply. So we decide to just keep it online.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That's so, but if you wanted to like sample, touch, feel, like how does that
can
work?
You can order it. Uh-huh. You're not happy with it, you can send it back for a full refund. So there really is no, you know, there's no downside to it. You know, as long as you don't use it, you know, mm-hmm. it hasn't been used and all that, you can send it right back to us. We stand behind our product, but we know you're going
to
love it.
Are you looking to add retailers at some point to put it in stores?
Potentially at some point, you know, high end, you know, beauty supplies, potentially a Sally's, you know, we would like to partner with them, you know, and offer it there, but.
So to recap, you've got your hairline, your nail polish, and lip gloss that's available at Walgreens. Anything else that's
working on the Roman Empire, which is,
yes. I heard that.
Which is you know, the spinoff show for me, following my life, my daughters, my friends, and everything that I'm building, everything that we're talking about.
What network is that going to be on? Do you have a network?
I can't say yet.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to come back.
Are you shooting it, or is it just
we
like
start
in the
shooting
works
the third week of January.
Good for
oh,
you.
Wow. Yeah. That's going to be awesome. So hopefully it'll air by sometime, what?
In the summer.
Middle of next year. Wow, that'll be exciting.
Good for you.
I'm happy.
That's good. Then you can really do things the way you want to do them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right. So we have this segment of our show called Hot or Hot Mess.
Oh.
So
feel free. Don't hold back. Oh. We all have our opinions. Jump right all in. Pictures. So let's go, Erica.
Right. So first up, we've got Miss Miley Cyrus, and she's here at the Kiss FM Jingle Ball. She's in a 2013 Calvin Klein Collection Resort. That's Lindsay Lohan. That's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the wrong picture.
Okay. Well, I was pulling back. No, like, yeah.
Angling. Well, okay. We'll talk about Lindsay Lohan right now. She's here at the Art of Bullfighting event during the Art Basel 2013 at Cipriana downtown in Miami, Florida. She's in a Halston vintage dress with Christian Louboutin heels and a Cartier vintage necklace.
Okay, so who's going to go first?
You go first. You go first.
Okay, I'm going to say this is a hot mess, and let me tell you why. Only because those aren't the right Louboutins for that particular dress. Now, he does make a nice pointy toe that would have really set that off. I'm also not a fan of the length on her, but because it's vintage, she probably couldn't alter it, so we're going to let her slide with that.
I'm going to agree with the hot mess, but minor for other reasons. First, I agree the shoe's just not the right shoe. Mm-hmm. But second of all, just because you have itty bitty titties doesn't mean that you shouldn't wear
bra. Have itty bitty titties.
They're hanging there. I know, like, get some kind of support.
If she had itty bitty titties, I don't think it would look as bad.
What is she? A C? I don't know what she is, but like, and one looks like it's to her waist.
Yeah, that was my. When they're pointing in different directions, girl, you needed some help.
It just makes you look sloppy and unkept and just like you don't care. And
agreed.
Yeah.
Third hot mess for me. Yeah. The shoes are all wrong. The dress looks frumpy on her, and Halston and gold, like, that could have been a real, like, 70s diva moment,
yes.
And it was not. And I don't know what she did with her hair color, but I don't appreciate the hair color right now either. It doesn't look like enough dimension is in it or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just looks like it looks like box color with bad lipstick and a bad nothing in that worked for me.
Yeah, I have to agree. A hot mess as well. I the thing with Lindsay Lohan is she has a innate ability to make anything she wears looks cheap. Like a Halston dress.
So true.
Like Louboutins. And I'm not like trying to bag on Lindsay Lohan. I think it's great what she's done. She's at rehab and she's recovered and all that, which is in some ways even more of a reason for her to get more on point with her styling.
Yeah.
Hire a stylist. I'm assuming she doesn't.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Based on the
if
photo.
If she does, then
that or some real friends. I don't think that girl has any real friends.
Yeah. That's probably true.
I'm just saying, like, if you had either. Real friends who'd be like,
who care about you?
Who care? Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't have all this drug issues and people taking her to parties. Yeah, put a bra on. Like, she doesn't have real friends.
I know. So, like, so to talk about the dress, yes, 100% she needs a bra. And that's a good point that you brought up, Tammy, about it being vintage and not being able to tailor it, because I think this dress needs some tailoring on the top.
On
it's
the
too
top.
Big, too loose, and it just like hangs there. But there's something cool about the dress itself.
I love the dress.
Cool,
not on her.
70s vibe that you could have styled with some really cool hair and the right shoes. Mm-hmm. And the shoes, if you look at them separately, they're hot. The shoes are awesome.
Are hot, just not with
even
that.
The necklace itself, it's hard to tell in this photo. The necklace is beautiful, but like she put it all together and it just looks like cheap, which makes it a hot mess, unfortunately.
That's real sad.
Yeah. So, all right. Who's next? Okay, so up next, we've got Miss Gabrielle Union, and she's here at the 2013 Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater opening night benefit gala at New York City, and she's wearing Prada. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Love that color on her. Just those jewel tones, I think, always look really well on darker skin. Love the slit. I love everything about it. I wish you were smiling. You've got this like
that's
stone.
That I'm fierce.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But I think she looks gorgeous.
Yes, I agree.
Beautiful.
I think she looks beautiful because she's Gabrielle Union and she looks beautiful. Yeah. Like, I don't think I've ever seen her where I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her body is amazing. That leg and the shoes are great. It's a great color, but I feel like that looks like a bridesmaid dress.
Me too. Thank you. I
was waiting for you to say who did it, and I'm like, that's Prada, because I think about Michelle Dockery wore a Prada dress to the Oscars, and it was a similar like voluminous kind of thing, and it looked way more chic than that.
And
the seaming, it looks bumpy. Like maybe they just didn't press it or steam it like they were supposed to. I don't know. I'm sorry. Am I too?
I'm glad you said
it. It just looks like a bridesmaid dress that they cut on the side to try to make it sexy.
I don't know what bra bride is going to allow another woman to show up at her wedding
that she cut to make it sexy. Yes. But the color's great.
I'm with Courtney. To me, it looks like old school prom bridesmaids. I saw it. It looked like a prom dress. And what's wrong with it is that there's not enough structure to it. Like it's just looks
I think
like
it
something
has structure, like, but maybe not enough movement. Maybe you want more
right.
flow. Maybe more
flow.
It's the fabric.
What I want is more tailored. It just looks like it kind of just hangs on her weird, like the waist. It's just like. It's just wrinkled, and the length
That's
of it
ruching.
Is so.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it looks like it's like it's like ruching and pleats or something
waist
to
up,
give her.
I'm good. Waist up, I'm good, but that skirt, something is not.
It's too voluminous.
Right. It's not. Something's wrong.
Looks prom to me, and it doesn't look like Prada, and it just.
It doesn't look like Prada at all to me, and they've done a few of those on the red carpet with the bigger skirt. Dresses, mm-hmm. and that one, if we had them next to it, that would look like a dress she got at David's bridal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see the table is divided. All
right.
We're table divided.
Sorry.
We're not going to agree on all of them, which is good. We actually rarely agree on all of them. So, all right, who we got next? So, okay, here's Miss Miley Cyrus. And she's at the Kiss FM Jingle Ball wearing a 2013 Calvin Klein Collection Resort wrap crop top and skirts. Mm. What do you guys think?
Somebody else can go first.
They were quiet. Well, I like that she tried to have her Aaliyah moment with the, like, long skirt and the waistbands. And I'm not, like, I don't hate it, but I'm not like, ooh, you look so hot. I don't know. I mean, Miley, it's better than seeing your cakes in the panties that she's been wearing.
True.
So I'm not mad, but I'm not in love. We need something in the middle. It fits, sort of.
I just still wonder, like, who is she trying to be? That's what I wonder when it comes
she's
to her.
She's being Miley.
You know, whatever. Because I feel like if this outfit were, like, on Rihanna, like, I'd be like, love it. But on her.
Yeah, but Rihanna, it wouldn't be on it. It would be on it, but she would have done something else with it. She would have, like, added some accessories or shortened
exactly.
it or cool
I just,
shoes.
The skirt is a weird thing.
It's like kind of, to me, it's just like totally 90s.
Yeah, that's
so 90s.
Who's still doing
that?
That's what I want.
It's like Toni Braxton, like
back in the day.
When she has like her hot stomach and, you know, back then it was new and cool to be exposing your, you know, midsection and all that.
That was the Aaliyah outfit in Are You That Somebody?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what she was trying to do. So maybe that's what she's doing.
Bringing the 90s back.
Because remember when she was just at the whatever awards and she wore the Tupac and Biggie dress? Maybe she's like really inspired right now.
Yeah, and then she dressed up as Lil' Kim for Halloween.
Yeah, she did.
She's having her Negro moment.
Her Negro 90s moment. There you go. It all has a purpose.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe it was that like thought out. We figured it out. We figured out the secret of
Miley. We understand Miley Cyrus
now.
We get it now.
But at the end of the day, we're talking about her. So that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. This is true.
She's still in the media. I'm kind of over her hair, too. The short hair.
I like it still?
I just feel like she could do a lot more with it.
Yeah,
you know?
I do too.
Like, just style it a little bit more. Like, it just, to me, she's not doing much with it. But I do like it.
If she would dress, like, on point, I think she would be just adorable.
Yeah.
The short hair, she's got those big eyes and the lips. She would be great, but she all over the place.
Oh, my God.
And don't forget, guys, follow us on Instagram, BHL Fashion 411, where you can see the photos and follow along with us as we're talking about these ladies. All right, who do we got next? We've got Jennifer Lopez, and she's here at the March of Dimes Celebration of Babies Luncheon. And she's wearing, I'm totally going to botch this, a Bibhu Mohapatra Spring 2014 dress and Christian Louboutin pumps.
I love it. I'm sorry. I think it's hot. I'm a fan of classic, and this takes me back to a time when women were wearing those mid-calf dresses, the pointy toe shoes, very Audrey Hepburn, you know, time. So I love it. I love the hair. I think if she had it down and tousled, it would have taken away from that, you know, that the bodice of the dress. So I like that she pulled it back. She's given us face. There's not, you know, the dress is the topic. She didn't overplay it with jewelry. I love it. I think she did a good job.
Totally agree.
Yeah, I agree totally too. Love the shape. In fact, I thought to me it kind of looked like it would be Oscar de la Renta because he's known for a lot of dresses like this. But the shape is great. She didn't overdo it. The print is, you know, on trend. It's beautiful, great colors. I think she looks great.
What I always love about Jennifer Lopez is she's very, like, event appropriate. Like, this was,
it's
like
a ladies' lunch.
Yeah. This was a March of Dimes celebration, a baby's luncheon. I mean, and this is totally fitting.
Totally.
For, and yet, at the same time, she's still true to herself and her style. Because a lot of times you see these celebrities and you're like, wait, where are they at? Like, why are they wearing that to that, you know?
Right.
And so I love how she always stays really appropriate to where she's at and the surroundings. And I think she looks beautiful in this outfit. I'm not crazy about the white pointed
toe. The white shoes.
I
could swap out the shoes. Too.
Do you love them?
I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
if you've
got to
have a white shoe, you know, I like it.
It was a nice throwback. Like, she stayed very 1950s in that, like, all from head to toe. She didn't try to, like, mix it up.
Right.
And, like, I'm going to make it very modern, but still, no.
She kept
the whole look. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, she looks good.
Right, that's it.
All right, Miss Courtney, what do we have going on in social media?
Well, we're
going
to wrap it up with social media this week and, you know, since we had Miss Tammy Roman here as inspiration.
I thought it was going to be one of the corner questions. I swear I did.
We're just going to take a look at some style and fashionable ladies in reality TV land on Instagram and Twitter this week. Miss Evelyn Lozado, a former co-star of Basketball Wives with Miss Tammy here, is 6 months pregnant, as she recently announced. Yeah. And she's rocking a leopard print dress by ALC and Giuseppe Sinodi World Pumps.
She looks so cute.
And she looks cute.
Adorable. Six-month pregnant lady.
She always keeps her pretty on. And she's going to always have on heels.
Yes.
You know, so you're not going to get those out of, her away from those. But I think she looks absolutely beautiful. And, you know, being pregnant has really done well for her.
Yeah. She's glowing. Next up, we have Miss Laura Govan from Basketball Wives Los Angeles. And she was at an event rocking this, like, two-piece, like, bra top lace black outfit, high-waisted skirt. Just the skirt goes just below the knee. It was also lace and pointed two pumps. And she's been rocking her body all over the place.
Talking about losing weight, she lost so much weight.
Yeah.
She needs to stop. Like, she is skinny.
She's right where she needs to be.
She's fit.
Those abs are on point. So she's doing her thing. Looking real sexy.
I think she looks good as well. I mean, you know, I got to support my ladies, you know, so I think she looks well. However, I did see a picture without the coat on, and then it was, you know, it looked like it had a little back fat on there. But I'm clarifying because she really has none. So I think it was the way she was posed on the picture. So I'm just letting the world know that, you know, her body is all the way together.
She's doing all things. Next up, Miss Chrissy Lampkin she's now Chrissy and Mr. Jones. They have their own show. She's working out this week, and she was sporting.
She going to the gym looking like that?
Well, I'm wondering if she had been to the gym and, like, this was the after gym outfit, or if this was the I'm getting ready to work out, because she had on the great Nike gold platforms, tennis shoes, and she just had on some Nike workout pants, and she's wearing her Lady Vamp, which is her line, sweatshirt, and she was real diva. But I don't know if you're going to work out and all that.
If I'm going to work out, I'm definitely not wearing that.
Yeah.
So that means I'm just not serious. I need to go head on and have brunch somewhere. But if this is the after.
Maybe that's the after.
I think if it's the after, I'm not a fan of leggings. I don't do leggings.
Really?
And if I do leggings, I have to have a shirt that cut, like how all these girls, you know, have the have those bodacious butts.
Uh-huh.
And they wear the little short tops and leg. I could never.
Why?
Really?
You are so tiny. Yes, you can.
Really?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm still at the beach with a t-shirt on.
Oh, no.
All
right. Well, next up, we have the diva of Atlanta Housewives, Miss Cynthia Bailey, giving us all face as she always does, wearing a beautiful green V-neck dress. And just, I mean, this picture was pulled because her face.
Right. I was going to say, she's beautiful. I mean, you can't deny that.
You can't deny it.
Absolutely.
Her face is beat to perfection.
Is that a robe or is that a dress?
I couldn't figure out if it
looks like
a dress or a robe or some kind of.
Wear that
cover
out.
Up.
That is fantastic.
She looks sexy, y'all.
She definitely looks
beautiful. Gorgeous.
And I love you. These all women, grown women with babies and particular ages and
mothers. Yes.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Exactly.
Okay. because these women look amazing. And last but not least, another former co-star, Miss Tammy, Miss Tasha Marbury, is out with her friends having a party in Houston on the left. I don't really know what they were doing, but they labeled it Crazy Sexy Cool.
Yeah, I thought maybe it's a TLC moment.
TLC moment. They were just playing it up, looking a little wild and having a good time. And again, you have a good time with your friends and enjoy life because that's how it should be.
Exactly.
With your girls.
All the time. So that's our social media wrap up for the week.
All right. Well, that's it, everybody. We are so thankful that Miss Tammy Roman joined us in the studio today. We would love to have you back when you can actually talk about
your show.
Yeah, I would love to come
plug
back.
Plug that. Please let everybody know where they can find you, where they can find your hairline, all that kind of stuff.
I am on Twitter at Tammy Roman, and Tammy is T-A-M-I. Instagram is official Tammy Roman, and hair is TammyRomanHair.com, and cosmetics is TRLoveCosmetics.com.
And they can find that at Walgreens,
at
right?
Online.
Nationwide?
We're actually on the East Coast now.
So and nothing on the West Coast yet.
Right.
Okay.
Don't
funnel
it out.
Got it.
Okay.
Where can we find you?
I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at IamEGR.
And I'm your host, Courtney Stewart. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stewart Starlet.
And I'm your host, Deanna Vaughn. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Me, Deanna V. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and we will see you for more Fashion 411 next week.
Bye.
Later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.